Welcome to the third season and episode 336 of the Stoic Meditations podcast, where each time we consider a bit of wisdom from the ancient philosophers of Greece and Rome. I am Massimo Pigliucci, a professor of philosophy at the City College of New York, and I will guide you through this reading. Today's reflections come from Cicero in Paradoxa Stoicorum 2. Never for my part did I imagine Marcus Regulus to have been distressed or unhappy or wretched, because his magnanimity was not tortured by the Carthaginians, nor was the weight of his authority, nor was his honor, nor was his resolution, nor was one of his virtues, nor, in short, did his soul suffer their torments. For a soul with the guard and retinue of so many virtues never surely could be taken, though his body was made captive. This passage gets to the hardcore of Stoicism, so to speak. Cicero is having his Stoic interlocutor, Cato the Younger, tell the story of Marcus Regulus, a Roman general and consul who was captured and tortured to death by the Carthaginians. After his capture, he was sent back to Rome to convince the Senate to cease hostilities. Instead, he urged his fellow Romans to fight on, but kept his word to the Carthaginians and willingly returned to be executed. How on earth can someone like that be happy, at least by the end of his life? The word happiness here is misleading, as Marcus Regulus was eudaimon from a Stoic perspective. He had lived a life worth living, precisely because he did the honorable thing and kept his integrity of character in the face of overwhelming circumstances. But what is the point of telling these stories? After all, it isn't likely that any of us will be captured by the enemy and tortured for not agreeing to betray our country. And yet, we're given by life countless opportunities to stand up for the right thing in all sorts of minor ways, like defending a coworker who is being harassed, or helping someone in need in the streets, or donating time or money for a good cause once in a while. If Regulus could do what he did, is it really so much to ask for us to examine our incomparably safer lives, looking for small contributions we can make to improve the human cosmopolis? Thank you for joining me for another Stoic meditation. I will return with a new episode very soon, if fortune allows, of course. If you like this podcast, please consider supporting it by opening your browser and going to anchor.fm/Stoic Meditations. Also, please take a minute to give the podcast a good review on whatever platform you're using to listen to it. Thank you.